Each of the six sites chosen will test different aspects of drones and drone use. Texas A&M Corpus Christi plans to develop safety systems for the unmanned aircraft. Drones in the past have been used mainly by the military, but future users of drones include government entities, businesses, and farmers. According to news reports, other sites chosen by the Federal Aviation Administration include the University of Alaska, which plans to work on state monitoring, navigation, and safety standards, the state of Nevada, which will study drones' integration into air traffic control procedures, Griffiths International Airport in New York State, which will research how drones and passenger aircraft will avoid collision, the North Dakota Department of Commerce, which plans to develop airworthiness data, and Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, which plans to test failure modes and technical risks to ensure the drones land safely. Officials say each site stands to realize important job creation from the drone testing. The Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International projected the industry will create 100,000 jobs and generate $82 billion in economic activity in the decade after the aircraft are allowed in general airspace. As for reputed plans for retailers to use drones for delivering gifts and other packages, the FAA says it's working to develop operational guidelines for commercial use by the end of 2015, but concedes it could take longer. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.